Hello guys, it's just a test podcast, so no guarantees about the quality of the sound or any other stuff. I'll try to take the noise away at home, because I'm recording this podcast while driving. So yeah. Today I wanted to talk about the problem with the national teams, and actually more of the problem which you know, World Cup and European Championship has, is kind of, so let's hope that I'll stick to kind of a plan in a way. So we'll have to talk about national teams, then in general, first of all we'll talk in general about football trends, and then we will talk about the trends in the national teams, and there will be something different between those. So first of all, if you are looking at stats, I was watching ESPN program, or some program, some TV show, football TV show, that that talked about that the amount of passing has grown up, the amount of crosses has decreased and other stuff. So we're seeing that football becoming more and more of the sport that, for example, Pep Guardiola likes to be. So loads of passing, loads of positioning, position keeping, and a lot of stuff. For example, the physique of the players is growing every year, not just because there are better training stuff and other, and now players have to follow really strict diet in a way, but also because of the interest to the sport and the money that is related to it, there are more and more, in a way, people or kids to choose from. And for the most part in academies, you see, like for example with Isco, is a great example when academy is not taking a player just because of his, in a way, physique. So he's not tall enough, or otherwise not strong enough, doesn't have enough muscles for his age, for example. And then most academies prefer not to take those players just because there is a little chance that, let's say that players who have a physique, there is more chance for them to grow to something big in a way. So you think of an academy as a business project which gets money from selling players, from growing and selling players, and you know, it's like farm. So you choose the biggest seeds, in a way, not just in size, also in taste and other stuff. So the same with players. And with the national teams, because of the thing that is, most national tournaments are tournaments and not leagues. So in a way, we've seen now in football Mundial in Russia 2018, that because of the tournament system, first of all, national teams have really small amount of time to prepare, in a way, to play with each other, to get this, in a way, team atmosphere, understanding each other and other stuff, which can be you know, even Messi doesn't have any chance of winning World Cup, and Argentina is actually lost to France just because even Messi is the world best player, he's still not let's say he haven't played enough with his national teammate than he, for example, played with Suarez, with Iniesta, with Xavi, with Jordi Alba, and those other Barcelona players. And the tournament system makes those teams pretty weak, because you can't, for example, for a manager, you don't have any, in a way, you don't have any free space to create, to try something. You have really limited time to at least try to get things working, and you have no time to make things better anyway. And that's the real problem. That's why national team football or tournaments are so defensive, so boring, because, you know, when you have played with the teammates for enough amount of time, risking is kind of, you can risk more as a winger, for example. You can make more dribbles, like trying to dribble fast, because you know your teammates, you know where you can get support from them, even if you make mistake. With the national teams, no one really knows each other. Like, I'm not talking about the social, not about socializing, like, not about that. Again, this example, like Messi, Aguero. Okay, they are both kind of good friends, but they haven't played with each other enough. And although they are really good, playing with kind of with understanding each other, but it is just because of their class and not because of the playing time together, which means that if Aguero making some run, then if Messi doesn't see it, he will never understand. Like, he sees the situation. For example, counter-attack, there are certain, in a way, formation that that opponent is staying while counter-attacking. And, you know, it's hard to... maybe I'll talk about a bit more easily about it in the next podcast, but that's enough for today. Was it just tryout? Doesn't know. Am I going to continue it? But yeah. Have a nice day, and hope you enjoyed.